It's time for Coach's Corner on 1230 WSOO Sault Ste. Marie. For the next hour, we'll get the local scores that matter to you and hear from the coaches and players that make it happen. Now, here's your host, Dave Watson.
And a good morning and welcome back to Coach's Corner on 1230 WSOO on this gorgeous day here in the Twin Sioux. And on the corner here today, we'll have Zeke Canisto, our pal with the Sioux Indians hockey team. Of course, the head dog with the Indians. He'll join us here, talk about Sioux Indians hockey and how things have been going for them and their home this weekend. We'll get into that, all that and much more. And Sioux High boys basketball head coach Mike Fitzner will also be on the corner. We'll have This Week in High School Sports and all that on the corner and much more coming up. But first, as always, let's cue the orchestra and to quote the scores that matter, as always, here on Coach's Corner. We go to Sioux High boys basketball. Blue Devils get their second win of the season, 63-51 on the road, as you heard here on Radio Sioux, defeating Newberry last night. As Sioux High had a big fourth quarter for the win, Devils are now 2-6, or rather 2-5 overall, and 2-2 in the Straits Area Conference. Newberry falls to 1-6. Blue Devils are back in action Monday night in St. Ignace, part of a basketball doubleheader. Girls first, boys second, all starting with the tip-off show at 5:30. Ray Bell will join me for that from St. Ignace. Other boys' games last night. Rudyard takes Pickford out back behind the woodshed. The top team in EUP boys basketball, and they're ranked in Division 4, number 6 this week in the state rankings. Jimmy Suggett's Rudyard Bulldogs 65-19 over Pickford. Brimley races past Detour 58-52. Cedarville trips Engadine 51-47. Ogama Heights runs over Tawa 61-30. Escanaba remains unbeaten, thumping Gladstone 78-67. Marquette blasts Kingsford 50-35. Lake Linden Hubble slips by Calumet 49-46. West Iron County drills Hancock 49-35. Ironwood crushes Ontonagon 49-37. Kearney Nadu hangs on over Crystal Falls Forest Park 39-36. North Dickinson hangs on over Rapid River 52-51. Burke River Harris shoots past Powers North Central 76-61. Republic Mishigami hammers Mid Peninsula 63-26. Gwynn derails Superior Central 46-35. Today in boys hoops, Nagani travels to Houghton. Munising heads to Manistique. Westwood is at Ishpeming. Painesdale Jeffers is in the Copper Country along the banks of the Keweenaw, taking on Hancock. And meanwhile, the second-ranked team in Division 4, Dollar Bay, hosts Chassel. Girls basketball, Sioux High off. They'll play St. Ignace on Monday, 5:30 with the tip-off show on Radio Sioux. As I alluded to earlier, Ray Bell and I will be in St. Ignace for the call for that one. Other girls' games from last night. Cedarville throttles Engadine 53-21. Glen Lake buries Traverse City Central 58-31. Uintraw Creek by three over Ishpeming 38-35. Chassel dribbles past Wakefield Marinesco 43-34. Ontonagon annihilates Ironwood 57-32. Mid Peninsula grounds Republic Mishigami 49-26. Norway runs over Rapid River 53-37. Today in boys hoops, Kingsford is at top ranked Escanaba in the UP and unbeaten. Houghton is, or rather, I am wrong on that. Escanaba not unbeaten. Sioux High beat them in girls basketball. I'm thinking the boys team. Escanaba is 3-3 in girls basketball. That should be a great Northern Conference game, though. Kingsford at Escanaba. Sorry for the faux pas there. Houghton is home to Nagani. Chassel is at Dollar Bay. Stevenson makes the trek to Kearney Nadu. Men's college hoops. Laker men get pounded at Ashland, Ohio, 78-60 yesterday. Same two teams today at 4 o'clock over on ESPN 1400. Around the GLIAC in men's hoops, Grand Valley State thumps Northwood 98-60. Michigan Tech hangs on over Wisconsin Parkside 70-65. Ferris State runs past Wayne State 84-71. Northern Michigan at Purdue Northwest. Davenport at Saginaw Valley State. Both have been canceled due to COVID positives. Women's college hoops. Lake Superior falls to Ashland at the Bud Cooper Gym yesterday in Sault Ste. Marie. And the same two teams will meet again tomorrow, as well as Ashland won that game convincingly at the Coop yesterday. Other GLIAC games, it was Northwood taking Grand Valley State out back behind the woodshed, 82-59. Northern Michigan dribbled past Purdue Northwest, 73-61. Michigan Tech slides by Wisconsin Parkside, 73-61. Wayne State nips Ferris State, 48-47. Saginaw Valley State tops Davenport, 64-48. On the ice, Lake Superior State Hockey. Nice win on the road over Ferris State, 4-2 after their winning streak was snapped at Michigan Tech on Tuesday. They come back and double up the Bulldogs in Big Rapids, 4-2. Lakers are off until Tuesday. They'll play Bemidji State for a pair of games Tuesday and Wednesday at 7 over on today's Hits 99.5 Yes FM. Other WCHA games, Michigan Tech ices Northern Michigan 6-1. Around the nation, Big Ten, Wisconsin overtime past Ohio State 2-1. Notre Dame skates past Michigan State 2-0. Michigan upends Arizona State 4-1. National Hockey Conference, Western Michigan 5-2 over Miami of Ohio. North Dakota 2 better than Nebraska, Omaha 4-2. Hockey East, it was Maine doubling up on Connecticut 6-4. Merrimack downs Boston University 5-2. UMass Lowell 2 better than Vermont 3-1. And UMass overtime passed a highly touted Boston College team. ECAC Quinnipiac 4-2 over St. Lawrence. Clarkson nips Colgate 3-2. Atlantic Hockey, it was Canisius dropping Niagara 5-1. Non-conference, Army blanks Long Island U 5-0. High school hockey, Sioux High off last night at Traverse City Central tonight. Face-off show 6:45 to 6:50 on Radio Sioux and 1230WSOO.com and the TuneIn app as well from the Howe Arena. I'll be on hand for that from the Cherry Capital. High school games from last night. Marquette Mercy rolls Escanaba 8-0. Calumet doubles up on Hancock 4-2. Houghton shuts out Painesdale Jeffers 6-0. Negaunee needs overtime and they beat Kingsford 3-2 and Gaylord Mercy's Cadillac 8-0. Sioux AAA Indians, the hockey today. They'll host Meyer at 4 o'clock at the Able Arena inside the Norris Center tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. as well. Mike Canisto will join me here in a moment. And they are allowing fans there, wear your mask, social distance, that whole thing, free of charge to get in, as always, for those games in Sioux AAA hockey. Women's college volleyball. Lake Superior State fell to Ferris State at home at the Coop yesterday, 3-0. GLIAC, the Lakers back in action today. Same two teams against battling each other. Ferris State and Lake Superior, 1 o'clock at the Norris Center inside the Bud Cooper Gym. GLIAC Indoor Track and Field Championships going on today and tomorrow at Saginaw Valley State University. And good luck to the Sioux High swimmers. They're at Oscoda today as they will battle Oscoda in swimming downstate. Those are the scores that matter here on Coach's Corner, and when we return here to the corner, we'll have Mike Canisto join us. We'll talk Sioux Indians hockey. That's coming up next, 11:13. It's Coach's Corner on 1230 WSOO.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger.
And we're back here on Coach's Corner as we are joined by Mike Canisto with the Sioux AAA Indians, our first guest joining us. Indians are home this weekend to Meyer. We say good morning to, of course, the head dog, the CEO, I guess you would call him, and general manager and everything of the Sioux Indians, Mike Canisto. Thanks for coming in, Zeke, and talking Indians hockey with us.
Well, thanks for having me. And, it's been a while since we've been on, and it's been a while since we've been home to play some games. So we're glad the weather's nice, and it's a good day for Sioux Indians hockey. And some of the parents came up early last night. Just got to give them a quick shout-out here while we're getting going. They were down at Jer's house, and I don't know if the sunshine's treating them very well this morning. The guys from Sheboygan, they might have some fat heads going, and the sun might be bothering them a bit, but hope you're doing well, fellas.
Put those sunglasses on.
Yeah.
You know, the Jer Bear's wandering around with his Oakleys, looking like he's ready to star in a movie in Hollywood, normal.
Yeah.
You know, with an entourage Jerry usually has. But the Sioux Indians, of course, hockey going on, and we welcome Mike back to the show. And thoughts so far in the season, it's been a season like none other, I think, in every sport. Hey, Zeke, and that's been the case here with the Indians, and so far, how's things been going?
Yeah, it's been very trying for sure. Like, most of our games have been out of town. We haven't had a home league series since 1st of November, I think it's been. So we've been out of state a lot. The boys have been doing very well. There have been a lot of practices. Everybody around knows that John Froney's our head coach now, and he's been doing a great job with keeping the guys' attitude good and practices. We've had a lot more practices, kind of like playing hockey in Russia right now. You have more practices than games, which isn't bad. The last few weeks, we put some miles on, 4,000 miles in 10 days. We were in Dallas, Texas. Then we came home for a couple days, and we had three games in Detroit last weekend and one in Grand Rapids. So the boys are ready to play at home, and hopefully some people will come out and watch the guys and make it a good event today.
Difficulty getting a consistent schedule going. You mentioned the mileage with the restrictions that Michigan had. You couldn't play games in the state, could you practice? I didn't even think you could practice. Social distancing practice,
yeah,
I think.
We practiced the whole time. We were very fortunate to be able to get on the ice and practice. We did all the right things. Obviously, we're at Lake Superior, so you had to do the right things because the Lakers are pretty well nailed down, and they're just across the ice from us from our locker room. But everything went well, and we got to keep going, and like we said, the boys are ready to go.
And you know, you look at you really had to get creative with the scheduling, because you went down to Texas, you played in Illinois during the restrictions when you couldn't play in Michigan. Tell us a little bit about that, and in particular that Texas trip.
Yeah, before we went to Texas, we did a couple trips to Cleveland, Ohio. We played there 2 weekends and 1 weekend in Chicago. But the Texas trip just came up. A team backed out, and the league called us and said, "Hey, can you fill in?" And took a couple days of scratching our head. And old Jaron and Laz, they were all for this bus ride, and I wasn't quite ready for it. And Big Daddy chose to sit that dance out because of the long bus ride. But, yeah, it was a long trip. We rode down there in a snowstorm for 2 days. We stopped in Springfield, Missouri, and practiced one day, which really helped. But the boys did really well down there. We come out the first game against Carshield, a really high-ranked team in the country out of St. Louis, and they put it on us 5-2, but it should really have been like a 3-3 game somewhere around there. And then the next game, we beat a team from Seattle, Washington. The boys played well. In the third game there, we beat Shattuck St. Mary's, which is a real good team. So we beat, I think it was 3-2 or 2-1. I'm not sure the score offhand, but it was a good trip, a long trip. And we had to. We didn't play the fourth game. Obviously, everybody in the country knows about the snowstorm in Dallas.
Oh, yeah.
People had to get out of there, and the team we were supposed to play, they said they had to go, or their bus company was going to make them sit for a few days. But all in all, it was a good trip. It was a long bus ride. I don't know if the boys needed that much bonding on a bus, but we took the long trip, and it worked out well for us.
Last week, you were in Detroit and then Grand Rapids as well. You played a ton of games last weekend.
Yeah. We played 4 games last weekend. We played Victory Honda on Friday night. We hopped off the bus, and we weren't quite ready for that because they're a highly ranked team in the state too, and they put it on us 7-3, I think it was. And in the morning, we played Bell Tire, which is a 9th-ranked team in the country, which is really good.
Wow.
And the shots were even. We probably missed 9-10 grade A's, but they beat us 3-0. The afternoon, we rebounded on them, and we beat them 3-2. So it was a huge win for us. A big boost for the staff and the players. The players played their hearts out, and it was a real good game. Then we hopped on the bus again, drove over to Grand Rapids, played on Sunday morning, and Coach Frohn looked down the bench and said, roll the lines, the dogs are tired. He said, the horses are pooped, they're whipped. So, and that was it. And so, but the boys, they've been practicing hard, and they're fresh, ready to go now. They look like they're really ready to go this weekend.
You mentioned Coach John Ferroni, of course, longtime coach in the area, very successful at several levels, won a Bantam Championship back in the 80s with the Elks Club back in the mid-80s at the Puller Stadium and a national championship there. And, of course, longtime coach at Sioux High, was with you with Joey Sean and the Sioux Indians, has been all over the place and, you know, spent a couple of years away from the game. And I said when he left Sioux High, John's not done. I said, he'll be back. And here he is back with the Indians. And, of course, you guys were in a jam with your coach, Pat Caricato, not able to come over. He's, of course, a Sioux, Ontario resident. And you had, of course, some other people filling in. But you were able to get John to come back. And what's that mean as far as have a veteran coach like that? And, of course, a good friend of yours and Jerry Harwood and Big Daddy and everybody with the Indians to have him in the fold here this year during a time that you really needed a good veteran coach to come in.
Just his experience alone and his professionalism on the bench has really helped our guys. And, Jerry went and got him because I said, Jerry, I'm almost ready to wave the white flag here. And Jerry said, hold on. He said, I'll go down to Frohn and talk to John here because you know, we've all been good buddies forever, and that was the big myth forever, you know, Sioux High battling with the Indians and stuff. Yeah, we're all going to chase the same guys. We're all competitive. But John has stepped in, had done a great job, and we're really looking forward to having him around hopefully again, and I hope you're listening, John, for next year. And
don't go anywhere, Coach.
Like, if we had John and Pat on the bench together, we'd really have a nice combination in coaching. But, no, John stepped in, and he really bailed us out and has helped us out a ton. The boys love him as a coach, and he's doing great things.
Don't get that winter home yet in Florida, Coach.
Yeah.
They need you to stick around. But, of course, Mike Canisto with the Sioux Indians joining us here on Coach's Corner at 11:23. And, you know, you look at who's been stepping up for the Indians as far as you guys have been impressed with so far this year.
Well, we've had a few guys that have really stepped it up. Colin Goff from Wasilla, Alaska, which is he's going to be a returner next year, we hope. But he's really doing a great job. Him and Drew Miyake from Jackson, Michigan, and Jack Matias from Negaunee, Michigan. These guys really stepped up last weekend. They're logging tons of minutes, and they're the guys that you know, we go back-to-back-to-back with them at ends of games. And, like, with the Beltaire game, they're going out every other shift the last 5-6 minutes, and they're really our horses carrying it right now. Keldon Casey from the Sioux here has been a great surprise. Keldon does everything, and he's played for Coach Froney.
I was going to say former Blue Devil.
Oh, yeah. He played for John, and him and John have a good relationship. John said, that kid will go through the wall for us. And the guy blocks shots. He's crawling off the ice. He's back out the next shift, and Keldon's really doing a great job for us. And like Will Boyer and Michael Slager are on the line with them. Those guys are they're putting up some big minutes too and doing a great job.
And of course, this weekend you have a pair of games with Meyer in town at the Able Arena, 4 o'clock today, 10 a.m. tomorrow. Tell us about that matchup with Meyer.
There's going to be a lot of hitting. Meyer plays kind of the same game as us. They really like to forecheck hard. They're going to send two guys. The difference is with Meyer, John watched the film on them this week, and they have three lines that can come at you. Like, we have one line that's really a dominant line. They have three lines that are going to be coming at us all day long. They got big, strong defense. They move the puck. But they're guys that are relentless. They're going to finish their checks everywhere in the ice. Even if you pass them, you're going to get hit. And our guys know it, and hopefully we can respond to it and come out. We're at our home rink finally with some rest, and hopefully our guys are ready. But Meyer's coached by a former Sioux Indian, Brian Sherry. So he was up here in the Jim Cappy days of the Sioux Indians and Midget AAA. But it's going to be a great game. Those guys are tough. I think they're winning our league right now, actually. So it's and we need some points here. A couple more points get us to the state tournament, so we're hoping for a big weekend.
What's the schedule look like as far as the rest of the regular season here going into March?
March 5th, next Friday, we're back on the bus again to Royal Oak, Michigan to play one game against Caesars on a Friday night. Then back home on Sunday, March 7th, we're going to play at home a little scrimmage exhibition game against some Indian alumni guys ran by Joe Bailing. And they've been scrimmaging teams. They're a good team. They are a really good men's team. So we're just going to have a little scrimmage with them, you know, keep the guys fresh. March 13th and 14th, we're home again against Victory Honda. Those will be huge games at the college. Oh, actually, those are going to be at Polar Stadium.
Okay.
March 13th and 14th, we'll be at the Polar on the Saturday night at 5 o'clock and on Sunday at 10 a.m. Yeah, the Lakers, I think, will be in playoffs, so we had to just in case they're at home or whatever,
right.
We had to have a backup plan, so we just moved the games down there. And March 24th on a Wednesday, we're back to Detroit again for the state tournament starts.
I was going to ask you about the state tournament, and there is going to be a state tournament, obviously,
yes.
And that was the one question I had. And, of course, now that things open up, it's good that they are going to have a state tournament because all this stuff was really up in peril like anything else.
Yeah, last week in Detroit, it's things were a little different down there with the COVID than here.
Well, I bet.
For sure, because we were going in the rink, and some guys had the mask on the chin and stuff, and we kind of got chewed out. And you should try to put 20 boys that just got done with a hockey game that can't shower on a bus. It is not very comfortable, and I don't see where the people running this COVID stuff think that non-showering on a bus ride for 5 hours is healthy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No,
I ain't going to get into that.
No, I totally agree with you. And there's a lot of things that where common sense is not being applied, and that is certainly one of them. Well, good luck today. Of course, we mentioned again, fans are allowed. Bring your masks, social distancing, free of charge at the Able Arena, 4 o'clock and then 10 a.m. tomorrow. Good luck this weekend against Meyer. Anything else that we didn't touch on, Zeke, that you wanted to hit on?
I think we touched on everything with the rest of the year. But, yeah, come on out this afternoon. There's, you know, if you can't social distance in a 4,000-seat arena, there's a problem.
Yeah.
And, you know, just do the right things. Wear your mask, and the concession won't be open. So, if you know, bring a refreshment if you need. But come on out to the college, and I'm sure it'll be some great games tonight and tomorrow.
And I should say, a lot of the games, I noticed I've been on Facebook Live, Rob Landis has been videotaping quite a few of those
games. Yeah, those games will be on Facebook again today. Rob will be videoing the games today, and they'll be live.
Yeah, and I've been watching a lot of the road games that he was putting on there, and that's good stuff as well. Mike, as always, thanks for stopping by, and good luck today, this weekend, and the rest of the season with the Sioux Indians.
Yep, thanks for having me.
All right, that is Mike Canisto, of course, with the Sioux Indians hockey team, and we'll continue here on Coach's Corner, as we'll have more Corner coming up your way in a moment, as we'll get into this week in high school sports. Mike Fitzner will stop by as well, Sioux High Boys basketball coach, that, and much more on 1230 WSOO. And we're back on Coach's Corner on 1230 WSOO. And we're joined by Blue Devil boys basketball head coach Mike Fitzner. And good morning, Coach. And the Devils come in now with a 2-5 record. And, you know, I would normally say tell us about last night's game, but you were listening and watching like the rest of us, not at the game. But, of course, the team was able to get a win, second win of the year, and second win in the league. You had to have been happy about that. A nice win over the Newberry Indians, 63-51.
Yeah, I mean, I was able to kind of watch it online, you know, having it streamed, and, you know, obviously was in touch with some people that were there kind of telling me about what was going on a little bit here and there. And, yeah, I mean, it's good to get that second win of the year. You know, it helps out with so many things, just as far as, you know, our guys, you know, bringing the energy to practice every day and you know, continuing to get better and compete and just feel good about things. I mean, you know, there's more to it than – obviously there's more to athletics and all this stuff than winning games, but it does make it a lot easier when you can get some W's in the right column there.
Thoughts on the season record, as I alluded to, 2-5, and second win in Straits Area Conference play, now 2-2 in league. But like you said before, it's really about where you're at the tournament. Obviously, you want to be successful in the regular season, but it comes down to that postseason.
It really does. You need to learn how to win, and you need to continue to get better during the regular season. But at the end of the day, you get to that tournament and everybody's 0-0. And then you're really kind of playing from there. And, you know, I guess, you know, with that being said, you know, I'm encouraged. You know, we had, when we were over at Escanaba the other day, that was a tough loss for us. You know, they're a really good team. We didn't play very well. You know, they kind of punched us in the gut a little bit that day and opened our eyes. But, you know, since then I've been really happy with our kids. You know, we played pretty well down in Rudyard last Friday. We played really well. I mean, pretty well, I should say, against Alpena that following Saturday. And both those games ended up being losses, but I thought we took steps forward. You know, we were better with our energy and our effort and our execution, and I see us taking strides and moving things forward. And then, you know, obviously to get that win last night at Newberry was, again, another step in the right direction. And so they're starting to figure it out, I think. They're starting to understand, you know, how we need to play, the key things we need to do when we're out there, and they're taking steps to fix those things. So I am encouraged by that. You know, they're working hard, the effort's there. And as long as we keep doing that, I think we continue to progress. And I like, you know, I think I like where we'll be at the end of the season.
The encouraging thing for me, Fitz, is the fact that, you know, you go to Rudyard last week, you lose against perhaps, I think, the best team in the EUP, top team in the league right now in the Straits Area Conference at Rudyard. You fight them hard like you did in the Sioux at the opener of the season. Then the next day, you come back, the kids fight hard to get back in the game, take it to overtime against Alpena. And then last night, no letdown again. Had a big fourth quarter to pull away from Newberry, and they're not laying down. They keep on battling and working their way through this, which that's, I think, a very encouraging sign because, as you know, with teenagers, you never know where it's going to go.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I agree. They've kept a good attitude through this whole thing. I think they're fighting, and they kind of understand the dynamics of it. And, we got some kids that want to win out there. You know, we got some kids that are competitive, and that's a pretty important part of it. And, you know, trying to get through to them, and it's tough with most high school kids, just getting them to understand the process of getting there. You know, it's a daily thing. I mean, you know, I talk to them all the time, and we got to show up and practice at a high level. You know, we need to practice at a high level to play at a high level. And sometimes getting kids to do that, you know, day after day after day in a practice setting is difficult. On the flip side of that, you know, with this year and the pandemic and all that, you know, we haven't had as much practice time as we usually do. You know, this was a unique week for us in that we just had one game. So we did have the ability to practice a little bit leading up to the Newberry game. But now these last 3 weeks of the regular season, we have three games every week. So, you know, there's not a lot of prep time. There's not a ton of time to correct things that you're having issues with. And you really got to maximize that. And again, it's, you know, just like our world, you know, people are doing a lot of things they're not used to right now. Like, these kids are having to deal with a lot of things they're not used to. And it trickles down even to, you know, youth sports, you know, and how things are run and how much time you have to teach. And let's face it, I mean, a ton of these kids, I mean, it's all about, you know, teaching these kids and having them learn and putting them through repetitions and practice. And you just don't have as much time. So you're kind of learning on the fly and trying to figure things out. But they've stuck with it so far. You know, we're getting ready to practice, you know, here this morning yet. And we'll keep getting better and plugging along. And, you know, I got a good group of kids. I mean, they're good kids and they're competitive. And I think we'll, you know, I like where we're going to be at the end of this season if we keep grinding and learning and getting better. You know, we're going to be a tough team to handle.
Mike Fitzner joins us here on Coach's Corner on Radio Sioux, the head coach of Sioux High boys basketball. And Fitz, low post play. Emmett Fazzari was, I thought, solidifying himself pretty good early on in the season, and then he gets injured. You bring up Callan Campbell, a freshman. How has that gone so far with Feebles and the other bigs you have?
You know, it's gone pretty well. You know, they obviously, you know, those older kids obviously have a relationship with Callan just from football. You know, he was up on the varsity as a freshman from a football perspective. And so they already have a relationship with them. I think they respect him as far as his work ethic, his toughness, his skill set. And so they've kind of brought him into the fold and you know, tried to be mentors to him to some degree and compete. You know, it's been a nice addition. You know, Callan has a huge upside. You know, he's obviously a very strong kid. He understands the game pretty well. He actually passes it really well for his size. And then just his ability to kind of use his body down low is positive. And, you know, that being said, there's a difference between JV and varsity basketball, and he's kind of learning the differences in speed and size and those kind of things. But, you know, he has a bright future ahead of him. And you know, that group of fours and fives has done a nice job together so far.
You have a lot of young players at the guard position sprinkled in with, the junior Jake Davey, Carter Olszewski, Dominic Haller, some nice young pieces to work with that have been developing pretty well as they're continuing in their development process.
Yeah, for sure. You know, we got some kids that put a lot of time in the summer, and they understand that you have to, you know, your improvement time is really – you know, it really starts when the season finishes, and it goes throughout the summer and right up to the start of the next season. That's when you're really going to take strides. And you're right. I like some of these young kids we have in the program. They've put in a lot of time. They've worked on their bodies. And, you know, that bodes well. And that's, you know, you can X and O all day long and put different strategies in and everything that comes with that. But you got to have kids that can execute it, too. You got to have kids that can make shots. You got to have kids that can take care of the ball. You have to have kids that can stay in front of people defensively, you know, and just, you know, play with strength and balance and just from a smart, you know, from a smarts perspective as well, just be able to make plays out there from that perspective too. So, you know, I think the future is definitely bright for the team and the program. We got some good kids coming through, and it'll be fun to see them progress. But this coming summer will be a really big one for us as far as who's going to take those next steps forward and keep improving.
And I should also add, you know, you have a pretty good JV program that's done pretty well this year. Of course, Marty Therrien has done a good job of that program, and they're having some success. One guy that just seems like to be Mr. Steady for me, for you in the club, Fitz, and that is Hunter Walter. He's really played well. He's a three-year player, correct me if I'm wrong on that, and taking the leadership role, can hit some shots from outside, and just has been Mr. Steady out there.
You know, he really has. You know, Hunter's put a lot of time into it. You know, he's probably the most consistent shooter we have on the team right now, and has the ability to really change the game, you know, from his ability to make shots. And you know, he's put a lot of time into it. You know, and, you know, the other thing with him, Dave, is he, you know, versus Alpena, he kind of went down and, you know, had an issue with his knee. And so he actually didn't even play last night for us over in Newberry, and had an MRI. Everything looks good. But it's going to be a little while. I think it's we got to kind of come up with a plan going forward to kind of get him back in the mix, because, like you said, he's a big part of what we got going on. And, you know, that's the injury bug, though, right? I mean, you have, you know, Fazari goes down with a broken foot, and now you have Hunter dealing with a knee injury, and that's just kind of the nature of athletics in general. So you got to have some other guys step up. But no, Hunter's a good kid, solid shooter for us, good player, and we definitely need to hopefully get him back here relatively soon.
And to add to that, you don't have time, a lot of time, if any, for rest for these guys, because it's a sprint this year, as we said, a different type of year, a new normal, as I like to try to say. And this year, it's a lot of games shoehorned in. And, of course, you know, glad to be playing games at this point. But, you know, there's a lot in a short time as far as a lot of games going. You know, Pat Bennett had the comment. I thought it was he hit the nail on the head, Fitz, and that is, you know, we're playing more games than we have practices right now, because it's just the reality of this shortened season to try to cram everything in. But then you throw in injuries, it makes it a little more you know, problematic, as far as you're going to have to switch things around. But that's just the reality where we're at right now.
It is. You know, injuries happen, you know, and then you got other, you know, you got kids going off on quarantine as well, which puts a pause to kind of how your team's meshing together and coming together as well. And you're right. You got to do the best you can. You know, we're thankful that we're just playing games and we're kind of getting back to a new normal. And, you know, these kids, especially these seniors, have an opportunity to kind of play out their senior year. And, you know, I've made a couple comments. You know, film this year is really important for any program, I think, because of that limited court time you have. And with the technology we have these days, you know, these kids can pull up any of our games at any point right on their phone, tablet, computer, and they can watch that film. And we have the ability to kind of go in and put comments in there and do some illustrations where they can kind of see exactly, you know, where they need to make changes and what they need to get better at. So that's been a big part of our, you know, process of getting better this year, is just using that film to, you know, show them right there in front of them, you know, this is what you did, this is what you needed to do, or this is what you need to change. And that's a big part of the process too. But it's there's no question, Dave, it's an interesting year. And you know, hopefully we look back on this and you know, kind of laugh at some point in time when we're past this whole thing.
Fitz, do you handle things differently as far as, you know, when you're devising a plan, as far as coming into the year, knowing how different and quick it's going to be? Or, you know, you mentioned, you know, you've always been a big film guy, and I obviously utilizing that. But have you had to handle some things, obviously, differently than you would normally? And I would imagine when, you know, around Christmas time, you're thinking of that once we get rolling. And, of course, a little later than we thought we would be. But did you look at it, well, we're going to have to change this to that, what we normally do to the other thing, as far as to get things as smooth as you possibly can? And I know that's hard to say in this situation, but did you have to handle things differently?
Yeah, I mean, I think there was just naturally some changes and some differences that were happening because of this whole pandemic. But, you know, there's, you know, as you know, Dave, there's just not a lot of ways to cut corners as far as trying to get these kids better. You know, the reality is you need reps, you need court time, you need practice time to really make those changes and be able to teach and have them understand what we're trying to do and why we're trying to do it a certain way. There's just not a lot of ways to cut those corners. And so I think, you know, this year more than any, if you had a veteran team, it was really an advantage for you. You know, you have kids that have been through it before. They understand what you're trying to do, and you maybe don't need to teach quite as much because they've heard it, you know, a million times already. So, you know, yeah, there was definitely some adjustments and some different ways we tried to approach things. But I think at the end of the day, you know, it's hard to when you're going through that teaching process, there's not a lot of ways to really speed it up, if you will. And it's been a challenge for everybody. You know, it's not everybody's in the same boat, so we're all kind of dealing with the same thing and just trying to make it fun for everybody and still, you know, see the success we want to find.
Fitz, as always, thanks for the time.
Thanks, Dave. I appreciate it.
Mike Fitzner, the head coach of Sioux High Boys Basketball, and we'll continue with more Coach's Corner in a moment on 1230 WSOO. Welcome back to Coach's Corner. As we close up shop, a reminder, Sioux High Hockey at Traverse City Central tonight. Yours truly will have the call from the Howe Arena in the Cherry Capital. Face-off show comes your way around 6:45 to 6:50 here on Radio Sioux, 1230WSOO.com, and the TuneIn app as well. Monday, it's a basketball doubleheader. Sioux High at St. Ignace. The girls' game will be first, 5:30 with a tip-off show. Boys' game to follow. Ray Bell will join yours truly here on 1230 WSOO, 1230WSOO.com, and the TuneIn app as well. Coach's Corner replays are available at podcast.1230WSOO.com. Thanks to our guest today, the general manager of the Sioux AAA Indians hockey team, Mike Canisto, Sioux High Boys basketball head coach, Mike Fitzner, for stopping by. Coach's Corner is a sports presentation of 1230 WSOO. I'm your host, Dave Watson. The Corner returns next Saturday, at Saturday morning at 11:05 a.m. till noon. That will do it for now. Until next time, we are out of here.